Welcome to the Behavior Corner Podcast with Barb Rova. Barb created the Behavior Corner after almost two decades of working side by side with families to improve their children's behavior. This is a supportive place for parents to come together to learn how to manage powerful emotions, negative behavior choices, and the chaos that we experience along our parenting journeys. In the Behavior Corner, we share professional, practical, and positive parenting advice. These are the tools that will give you a strong foundation to make positive behavior changes in your children a reality. Get ready. This is going to be great.
Tonight, we are talking about how your kids are feeling. And we want to know how your kids are doing with all of this COVID-19 stuff, with the change of routine, with the ongoing precautions that have changed our life since this whole virus started. Before I get to the direct impact of our kids, I want you to know that I am with you as an adult who is going through a lot of the changes and the stress that comes along with it. We are homeschooling our kids. We are dealing with behaviors that maybe we haven't seen in a while. Some of those behaviors could be kids who are now regressing in their functioning. I'm going to give you an example. My son has become extremely clingy and whiny. We're regressing a little bit to behaviors similar to when he was younger. Okay? He isn't able to, or he isn't connecting that his behavior changes have anything to do with being home, with the quarantine, with the virus. However, that's the only significant thing that has changed. So be on the lookout for that. And I want you to know I'm with you. I get it. I am dealing with the same things. In fact, it took me a few days to get back on to complete this video and podcast because life is crazy right now. Life is crazy. So if you're watching me live, comment below, it's crazy. And I'm going to comment back to you, I'm with you. If you're on the podcast, reach out to me and say, it's crazy, right? For those of you who don't know, my email is barb@behaviorcorner.com. Send me an email. Or you can visit this very fan page that we are live on right now and message me. I would love to hear from you, even in this craziness that we are dealing with as adults. How about our mental health? How are we doing with our mental health? Do we have a support system in place? Are we taking the time to take care of ourselves? We hear it all the time. Take care. Make sure you're taking care. What does that mean? What does that look like? And you know what, guys? It's going to be different for each and every one of us. And I can start including the element of our children in this conversation, because what will be self-care for them may not necessarily be self-care for you or for a sibling or for a friend. So some examples of self-care could be simply watching a show and getting through the whole show. Funny, not so much haha funny right now, but oddly enough, I cannot remember the last time I got through a show without having to pause it. Why? Because I'm a mom. Because things are crazy, right? It's hard to do that. Carve out some time so that you can schedule in when your distractions will be at a minimal point. So maybe you can get through that show. Some of us like to exercise and go for a run. I got on my treadmill today because at my house it's snowing, so I did not go outside. I got on the treadmill and that was my self-care. Doing these videos are fun for me. That's part of self-care. Publishing my podcast later on today, that's going to be part of self-care because I enjoy doing that, right? So what is it that you enjoy doing for self-care? What makes you feel calm and ready to face the next challenge? You've got to figure that out for yourself. If you'd like to share with us, go ahead and plop it in the comments. I'd love to know what you do for self-care. So we've talked about the stressors that adults are having. What about our kids? What about our kids indeed? Have you asked them how they're doing? If you have, I'd be curious to hear what the response has been. How do they feel about this quarantine going on? How do they feel about not going to school every day? About interacting with their peers only online or through social media? How do they feel? What do they think? And why am I able to present to you on the topic of our kids? Because I'm a mom and I have worked with children in the mental health field for 2 decades. So I know that their thoughts and their feelings translate into behaviors, good behaviors and bad behaviors. It all is related. Thoughts and feelings create action. I get that. I've been working with families and kids for a very long time. In fact, about 5 years ago, I received my mental health license to work with children and to work with families and parents. So I'm telling you that because I want you to know where I'm coming from. For those of you who are new to our videos or new to our podcast, you'll know that I have that education and that experience in my background to give you the insight needed in helping your kids through these unprecedented times. I think I've heard that phrase so much lately, I can't believe it just came out of my mouth. And part of me thinks too, we can't always be stuck talking about this COVID stuff. We need some normalcy in our life, right? So when I was preparing for this live and for this podcast, I thought, you know what? Even though we're talking about the quarantine and we're talking about the virus, we're talking a whole lot about our kids' needs. We're talking about coping and self-care. And you know what, guys? My life's work is all about emotional regulation, which means being able to calm ourselves, to control our actions, and to teach our kids how to do that as well so that we can improve their behavior. So we're seeing more positive days than negative days. So this all does come back and it relates to what we've been working on together at Behavior Corner. So it's great. It's amazing. For those of you who don't know yet, I have a closed group, Raising Kids, Behavior Solutions That Really Work. I will put the link in the description. And I'm telling you that because in that group, I posted this picture. Now, it's going to be backwards because my original plan for technology did not work. But you can take a look at that picture and find it in that group. And I'm going to post it below in the comments to this video once we are done together today. If you're watching on the podcast, I will put the link to the group in the description so you can hop on over and see this image for yourself. So the top line says, "Our children are heroes too." And why are they heroes? Well, let me read to you what this says. They're missing their grandparents, extended family, friends, and school. They're heroes because they are lacking normal routines, and they've lost structure to their day. They have parents who are stressed, worried, scared, and just plain different now. My parents are acting different. And our kids are overhearing talk and news without having a true understanding of what they're hearing and what they're seeing. That's very stressful to our kids. They too need self-care. They need support. They need parents to acknowledge that they're heroes too. They're little heroes too. Okay? So let's break this down. Our kids are missing their grandparents, extended family, friends, and school. Yes, 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 and yes. Okay? What'd we do on Easter at my house? We FaceTimed our grandparents. We couldn't see them. We couldn't have the traditional holiday meal. My son took a really big exception to that when we sat down to eat. Usually we were with a lot of our family on the holidays. I know, but it's different. It's different this year. But we got to see them on my phone. Not the same, right? How about friends and school? Yeah. Instead of just playing an online game, my kids want to see their friends on the screen since they know they can't see them in person. Humans by nature need connection. They need that human connection. So this quarantine business is not helping our kids emotionally. In fact, it's not helping us either. So the more we can interact with another human being safely, we should do that. Get on virtually with your friends, with your family. Make it a regular occasion. I know a lot of teachers in my own district and also my kids' district, they're reaching out through video to spend time with their kids. It is fabulous for connection and for relationship building. And that's what it comes down to when we're looking to support our kids, building up the relationship. Second one I read to you. Lack of normal routines. Yeah, we're not getting up anymore Monday through Friday to get to school on time and to have reading and math and lunch at the same time every single day. We're no longer going to sporting events or activities on certain days. Yeah, their lack of normal routines is real for them. So something that I've done in my house to help with this, since we're homeschooling, I have recommended to my kids to follow their school schedule. Okay, what do you usually do first in school? Then do that first and let's follow it down. I've even written out what needs to be done each day, and then they check off one activity at a time and they follow their school schedule. We also have a starting time for school in our house. Every day at 9:30, get going. The other routine we have kept intact is bedtime. They still go to bed the same time they did when school was in session. They're also still expected to participate in chores around the house. So whatever we've been able to keep consistent for them at our house, we have kept consistent. How about loss of structure to their day? What I just said, right? You have to keep it structured. You already had 2 hours of screen time. Okay, maybe it's bumped to 3 now because you're home all the time. Now you're done. Go do something else. Get off the screen. If you can keep your structure and boundaries in place while compromising a little bit here or there, it's going to help your kids feel more grounded and secure in their current situation. It's going to help their behaviors. They're also going to have a more positive outlook about being home all the time. How about kids who have parents who are stressed, worried, scared, and just acting different? For those of you out there who have had loss of job, wondering if you have enough food in the house, if you're talking to one another about going into debt or having to use the credit card all the time, and your kids are overhearing this stuff, it's going to wear on them. And they don't understand adult problems, nor should they. In fact, their brains are not yet developed to process everything that they're hearing about adult problems. Did you know the human brain isn't fully developed until the mid-20s? So you have kids growing up, hearing the stressors of your adult life, and it's taking a toll on them. Just be careful what you're saying. Try to make sure they're out of earshot. They're pretty good with figuring things out and even eavesdropping, but give it a try. They'll thank you for it later. How about the last one? Overhearing talk and news without an understanding of what they're hearing. Got the TV on? Learning about what's going on in the world with this whole virus, the deaths, the illnesses, the hospitals. You get it. You're a fully developed adult brain going on here, right? Your kids are not. Oh my gosh, people are dying. And then their what if brain goes off. What if my mom dies? What if my dad dies? What if I get sick? What if I have to go to the hospital and my mom and dad can't come with me? What if there's not enough ventilators for my family? What if? What if? What if? Which is totally normal. It's developmentally normal for them to wonder what if, because they're not getting it all. They don't get that there's precautions that you can take. They're not understanding maybe what's going on right in their area, that maybe your area hospitals aren't overloaded. Maybe you have lower numbers in your area versus another area. All these things that the adult brain can take for granted in knowing. Our kids don't automatically know that stuff. So really be cognizant of what they're hearing and what they're seeing. Online stuff is the worst. People can post whatever they want. My husband read a headline last night, actually, and it said that we'll be quarantined till 2022. And my son said, oh my gosh, we can't stay in the house for 2 years. And it really bothered him. I said, wait a minute. I saw that headline. That was someone's opinion on a study that was conducted. That is not a definitive decision. Well, yeah, my husband didn't get a chance to finish what he was saying, but it sent my son for an immediate spiral. Be careful with the news and what's online and what your kids are digging into. You have to have all the information. You have to be able to process it. And you have to be able to weed out what's opinion, what's fact, and what's truly happening right now. Your kids need support to do that. Hi, Angela. Angela just liked my video. I hope you can see me tonight. Last time it didn't work so well. So do those things, guys. I gave you tips as we went down these areas on the picture that, again, is posted in the group and will be in the comments shortly. So what are some other solutions to this? To help your children function the best that they can function with their thoughts, their feelings, and ultimately their positive behavior choices. Give them more cuddles. Cuddle with them, hug them, tell them you love them. Play with their hair, rub their hands, their feet, their arms. Give them physical attention. Give them more one-on-one playtime. Do you know what? For an hour and a half today, I played Monopoly. It wasn't my personal favorite activity, but it made my son smile, and he loved it. Play with them one-on-one. And have an extra dose of patience and forgiveness. I'm going to be honest with you. I struggle with the patience piece. I do. I always have. I work on it. I try to take my breaths. Be patient, guys. You're not the only one dealing with huge changes and huge stress. Keep that in mind when you're supporting your kids. When you're homeschooling your kids, when you're redirecting their behaviors, keep it all in mind so that you can be the best and most supportive parent that you can be from day to day to day. There have been days, self-admittedly, I wasn't the best that I could have been. You try again the next day. I get you. Remember, I'm with you on this. Times are crazy. Give yourself some grace. It will be okay. So take a look for the image so you can see it. All of my podcasters, hop on over to our group. The link is in the description. Take a look at the image. You'll be glad you did. It's just really, really good reminders. So until we get together next time, I encourage you to be empowered in your parenting choices and brilliant in all you do with your children.
Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Come and visit us on our other social media platforms, including our fan page found on Facebook, Behavior Corner LLC, and our amazing closed group where even more goodness happens at Raising Kids, Behavior Solutions That Work. And of course, a shout out to Barb is always available at barb@behaviorcorner.com.